Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show, riskfeestaxes.com. You can go there and make an appointment with us. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Get some of your questions answered at riskfeestaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and this is
Daniel Rasby. We're a father-son team. I'm the son. And we talk to our clients about reducing and eliminating the three biggest killers in retirement, which are risk, fees, and taxes. And in taxes, there's a lot of different types of taxes.
Right? And that kind of brings a question. Daniel, you're a tax attorney. So not a CPA, but a tax attorney. So a tax attorney goes and predicts what the tax burden is going to be and try to manage the tax burden going forward, as opposed to just saying, hey, this is what you owe, pay it.
I think strategically for long term, and I help my clients create plans to minimize taxes over your lifetime. I often say on the show, I really couldn't care less whether you pay more or less taxes today. And I know that sounds weird and it sounds counterintuitive, but it really doesn't matter so much. What matters is, do your decisions today impact your taxes over your lifetime? And is the total tax you pay over your lifetime going to be higher or lower? That's really, really important. So yes, I do care about if you pay too much in taxes in any one year as well, but it's much less important than the overall tax burden. And that's what makes us different than most accountants or CPAs.
Yeah, and one of the things we want you to think about is, whenever you're dealing with any asset that's with the federal government that's involved, we'll talk about Social Security in just a minute, but any asset that's with the federal government is Uncle Sam. He's like the mafia, and they can make the changes and make whatever they want whenever they want. There's no, you know, you think you may have a contract, but it may not be, because they can change the tax structure. They can change the inflation structure. They can do a lot of different things that you're not in control of. So think about, Guido coming over here. So you're starting a business. You're doing all the hard work and sweat and everything else. Guido says, hey, you owe me 12% of this business. What do I get out of it? Well, nothing. You get to live. You get to live in this nice country and live. Okay, Guido, I'll give you 12%. But next year he comes back and says, no, it's going to be 15%. Well, I don't want to go to 15%. That's too bad. That's what it is now. Or it's 28% or 33%. So you don't have a choice in that matter.
Until you buy him out.
Yes.
Until you dissolve that partnership. And then you have choice and full control. So deferred taxes are one of the biggest scams in the IRS code today, in my opinion. Again, for most people, it does not make sense to defer taxes, even though you've been told all your life it's a great thing to do. Defer. I don't have to pay them that.
All right. So that's one thing that we talk about. I mean, you can convert to Roth and get it out of there. You can do life insurance, get that also tax-free. So there's a couple of ways you can have tax-free assets that the IRS has, by law, cannot touch it now. Now it's protected by somebody bigger, stronger. So that's one option. But right now, what other assets do you have that are really controlled by the federal government? I would say Social Security, right? It is a contract-based asset. You're going to get Social Security contractually for the rest of your life when you retire. But you're not in control of how much you get, are you?
No. I mean, you work all your life and you've put aside money into the Social Security deposits. And then they tell you, congratulations, you're eligible for this amount. And oh, by the way, we're going to tax it too if you make too much money. But you get that. But then they also have inflation increases, cost of living adjustments, COLA, they call it.
Which is a good thing if it's done well. And this year, what is the cost of living adjustment? I mean, you guys know we've had pretty big inflation this year, but what does the government think we've had?
The government said we only had 2.5%. That's all you're going to get is an increase to Social Security. Now, you might be listening to this thinking, I know the price of my food and my gas and my clothes and my housing, it went up by more than 2.5%. Why in the world would the government only give me 2.5% increase on Social Security? Well, they have their formulas. There's a lot of different inflation metrics. And it turns out if you exclude certain things in the inflation metric, then it starts to look much better. And they are supposedly using a number that is applicable to retirees, and the elders are, the elderly CPI is going up by a certain amount. So we're going to increase by 2.5%. Well, they can't afford to increase too much because Social Security and Medicare already make up the majority of the federal budget to begin with. So the more they increase, the more the government goes bankrupt. And I think that's one of the reasons they don't want to increase as much.
But part of the problem is the federal government saw all this cash sitting there and they borrowed against it. So it's not really there anymore. So they have to bring more revenue in to kind of pay back what they've already borrowed and spent. They're just not very good at not spending money. Okay, they're good at spending money, but they're not. And even the money they spend it on stupid stuff that doesn't make any sense. But at any rate, keeping your money safe is not a thing that the government does a good job at. So the Social Security Trust Fund is lacking. A lot of the money that's supposed to be there is not there. So that's causing problems. And that's why a lot of people are saying, well, we got to adjust it. We got to change it. We got to do this or that. And yeah, at the end of the day, they have a contract. We have a contract with the federal government that they're supposed to give us our Social Security back that we've been paying all our life.
But they don't have to increase it by a certain amount each year. So Social Security does not generally, in my opinion, increase as much as real inflation that actually impacts you. And what most of my clients have experienced is that the increases are not enough to keep pace with the inflation of the things that they actually buy. And so for that reason, a lot of our clients choose to take Social Security early. So why does that make sense? Why would you want to take Social Security early? Where's the logic in that?
Well, there's several reasons. First of all, there's a tax reason, okay? Because if you take Social Security, less of your money will be taxable because Social Security has a different tax status. And yes, it gets part of it gets taxed, but part of it's excluded. And if you're taking less income from IRAs or other places, then that's not taxable, right? Because you're not taking it out. Right. So that for tax purposes, taking Social Security early may be beneficial.
But for inflation, right? So why relating to inflation? Because Social Security only is giving us this year a 2.5% increase, why does that make it a good thing to take Social Security as soon as possible? If you're 62 right now and you're thinking, well, I'm going to wait to 67 or 70, it's going to be more money. Mathematically, it's actually the same amount of money if you live to an average life expectancy because you get more each year because you're 1 year closer to death. So they have 1 year less to give it to you. And because of that, the amount you'd get if you live to an average life expectancy is about the same, not counting taxes and inflation. So as you just mentioned, taxes are a good reason to take it early, but inflation can also be because if you are not going to get as much of an increase in the future as inflation really is, that means today's dollars are worth a lot more to you than they're going to be in the future.
Absolutely.
And so getting it as soon as possible, while it's still actually worth something, is a good thing.
And even if you don't need it, you can put it aside and let it grow, hopefully at a better rate than the inflation is going to give you. And you're going to have that money available as emergency fund, or even money available for Roth conversions or whatever. And if you die, that money's gone. You're not going to get it back. So, you know, the IRS is hoping that you wait as long as possible and die so they don't have to pay you because they don't have the money to pay you, right? So take it early. In most cases, again, this is not fiduciary advice. We'd have to find out more information specifically about you. And to do that, you can go to riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. It's free, absolutely free, no obligations. riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment. We'll answer your questions specifically for you as a fiduciary and tell you if it makes sense for you.
So, Raz, what does that look like? Do we have an office? Do they come to the office?
No, it's a video meeting. So you don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go anywhere, but you can make that a meeting, you know, usually 15 minutes to a half hour. Depends on what you want to do. And we'll answer your questions. It doesn't cost you anything. And you'll find out more about us, see if it's worth engaging us long-term or not.
All right. And so if you have questions and concerns about inflation, you know, Social Security is not a piece of keeping pace with inflation. So that is one of the biggest taxes in retirement. Besides federal tax and state tax, you also have inflation tax. So how does that, how can you plan for inflation, especially knowing that Social Security is not going to rise as much? So what else can you do?
So there's a lot of different avenues you can take to try to increase your cash flow as inflation goes up. One is rent, right? Don't be a renter. Be an investor where you have rental income that as rents go up, your money goes up. And usually that is much, much, much higher than what Social Security is going to give you. And if you're worried about renting, there's strategies, there's help, there's property managers, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can minimize the risk and the headache for you.
Yes, we don't recommend that in retirement you are a landlord that manages your own properties. That takes so much time commitment. So your property needs to be profitable after paying a separate property manager. If it's not, then in my opinion, you shouldn't even have the property. It needs to have enough cushion in there. You can pay a manager, you can pay for maintenance and things and still make a profit.
And there's tax benefits to owning properties too, right?
There are. Oh, if it's set up the right way, much of that income can be tax-free due to something called depreciation. That means you can take a deduction for the value of your house every year and or part of the value anyway, and that makes some of the income tax-free. Now, later when you go to sell it, you might have to pay tax on it. But if you leave it to your kids, they get all that money with no taxes because of a stepped-up basis. And a lot of people buy real estate thinking that, oh, this is a good inflation hedge because the property is going to go up in value every year. And while that can work, if you're going to hold it for a really long time and you don't need any income from it, it's not a great retirement inflation plan.
Right.
Because in retirement, the most important thing is not just your assets getting going up in value, it's
cash flow.
So how much can you spend after taxes each year? And so I'm much less concerned about whether your property goes up in value with or without inflation than I am about, do your rents go up? Do you have enough cash flow now? And is it going to be more next year to be able to cover inflation costs? So that's very, very important. You want to look for properties, not for capital appreciation, but for cash flow when you're doing retirement planning.
And there's other things that go up in value as well, much higher than inflation usually. And that's going to be wine. If you understand wine, just don't drink it because then it's not going up in value. But if you understand wine, they're not going to make more of the 1938, whatever it is, because it's gone. That year is gone. So if you understand that, you can get that, and that does appreciate in value. Fine art, musical instruments, those things also appreciate in value, usually
certain musical instruments, especially stringed instruments like violins or cellos, if they're from a good maker, then they do appreciate.
So don't jump in without doing research, you know. Have an expert help you in that area, but those things can definitely help keep pace.
And people often use gold and silver as inflation hedges.
And they're not necessarily an inflation hedge because they can go up and down, just like anything else can. But the difference is there is more gold to be mined, more gold can come in. And so there's that can go down in value. Whereas usually wine, you can't have more of that. It's, you know, fine art, paintings and things like that, you're not going to get more of that.
Right. But anything that's an actual hard asset that you physically hold and control, that has a potential to be an inflation hedge. In the early years of the pandemic, we saw people that had used cars. They were a great inflation hedge because the used car was worth more 2 years later than the new car was.
Yeah.
And that was a very weird time, though. So that doesn't often happen.
But classic cars could work. Again, you got to know that what you're investing in. If you just invest in a classic car because you like it, it may not be a great investment.
And you need to be balanced, right? Everybody says diversify. And that doesn't just mean buy different stocks or buy different assets, but the reasons that you buy various assets should be different. You should not be concerned only about inflation. If you were concerned only about inflation, then you might have all your money in, you know, in the real estate, in the silver, in the
right,
in the art, whatever, and then nothing that's contractual in the bank for emergencies.
Or accessible.
So you want to have also liquidity, you want to have accessibility, you want to have contractual assets, and sometimes it makes sense to have some opinion assets as well, but all with an eye towards reducing and minimizing all the risks in retirement. You know, risk of market loss, fees, taxes, inflation, all those things. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, the Higher Ground Financial Group, riskfeestaxes.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.